Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior basketball star at Walter Panis High School, Sophia Tavares. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you very much, and congratulations on the award. I'm looking at the nomination letter, and well-deserved. You've got quite some numbers there, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also with us is Coach Evangelista. Hi, Coach.
How are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Oh, hey, that is all you. That is all you. Sophia has earned this. So as I look now, I went to Max Preps earlier, and I saw that, holy cow, you guys are doing quite well this season. I see you sit at 13-1. Is that correct?
Yep, we're having a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, pretty good. 13-1, I'll say, is pretty good, yeah. And also, you have a game against Lakeland this evening. Now, for the audience listening right now, you're listening to this on a Sunday, but we record this show on a Thursday. So the game we're talking about has already happened for you on the Sunday, but it is happening this evening. So when it comes to Lakeland, and that is a league game, and you haven't played Lakeland yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we haven't.
Okay, and you've got but you've got to face them now a couple of times in the space of a week.
Yep, twice.
Yes. Okay, so you will definitely learn something tonight. But yeah. Anything in particular from Lakeland that you expect? Is there any particular change to the game plan because of what Lakeland presents?
Well, it's always a high intensity game because that's our rival school. But usually we come in there intense, try to get a lead quickly, and then hopefully everything works out.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you if that was a rivalry or not. Excuse me, I'm not quite sure. But okay, yeah, so, and I'm sure that's it's probably a crowd favorite as well.
Yep, definitely. There's always a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. That's what those rivalry games are all about. Now, offensively, I see you all have been very, very strong this season. You've only scored less than 50 points, I think, three times. You've outscored your opponents by around like 250 or 300 points. I mean, that's just amazing. And a big part of that is you. I noticed from the nomination letter that just last week, in the space of three games, you had 66 points. You had 15 or 11 assists, I think, or 15 assists. I wrote down 115. That would be a little extraordinary.
Yeah.
16 rebounds, 18 steals. But most importantly, in the middle of those three games, you reached 1,300 points for your career at Walter Panis. Now, that is quite a milestone. How does that feel?
It feels pretty good, especially since I'm trying to beat my brother, who has 1,400 points. So that's always good to hear. So I'm excited.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, last week's winner, her name was Caitlin Ragusso of Hen Hud. She just passed 1,400 points and was real close to reaching the top of the scoring list herself. Now, your brother, is he at the top of the list?
He's one of the top. So, like, he's like top three, I think.
Okay, so do you have a shot at beating him? Do you have a shot of having you be angry with you at family get-togethers?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a shot, and I'm very excited to rub this in his face. So.
I'm sure you are, and I'm sure there's many things from over the years that you're going to say, this is what you get for that.
Yeah.
You know? You've been two-time All-Section, three-time All-League, last year's Section 1 MVP, Low HUD Co-Player of the Year. You've been a two-time Section champ, also state champs a couple of years ago, and last year almost theirs. Now, with the record that you have, and just I think like five games left in the season, you're right in the thick of things for another run at the state championship. So, how do you all feel at this very moment?
I feel like that's the one thing that we all want to accomplish as a team, especially since this is our last ride. That's something that we all look forward to.
Okay. So your last try as a group then, because a lot of seniors, I imagine.
Yeah, whole starting five seniors.
Okay, and I also see that you're the captain of the squad, and you have been for this is your second season now, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my first question is there anything you learned from being the captain last year that maybe you've changed a little bit this year, a different approach?
So this year's approach, we want to have fun throughout the season because it is our last season, but we also want to stay focused. So sometimes we have to remind ourselves that although, like, yes, it's our last season, but we also have to stay focused for the things that we want to accomplish at the end of the season. So I guess I would say being more focused.
Okay, and then what about when you were younger? You had obviously your own captains, your mentors. Did you learn anything from them that you found yourself maybe repeating? You know, like those mom missives where your mom looks at you and says, "I told you that."
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. because they always kept us in check and always reminded us that although, like, this is, like, a group, we all love each other, we all need to, like, be focused at times again, be focused. So that's what I learned most from them, to always stay focused, and especially during game days.
And what about some of the younger players right now? Any of the players have shown some improvements lately that you're particularly proud of?
Definitely. Definitely a sophomore, Bella Ocampo. She's definitely been standing out with her moves that we practice and practice. She's been transferring them to the games, and I'm really proud of her. So she'll definitely be a big impact next year.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'll bet it's kind of important, too. I mean, obviously, it's important being a captain, not just to think about the now, but also to think about the future of the team. Because with so many seniors, you know, for all you know, she might be the captain next year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Coach, talk to me a little bit about Sophia here, about coaching her over the years.
So Sophia is great. She's really a fantastic kid. You know, she's obviously amazing in basketball. You read off her list of accomplishments in basketball. She kind of plays her best when the game's on the line. I mean, last year in the sectional semifinals, we were losing and Sophia kind of took over and scored like 8 straight points at the end of the game for us to make a comeback win. She's done that repeatedly. We just played Pearl River, who's an excellent team, the other day, and she ended up with 16 points in the second half to kind of carry us to victory. We were down the whole game and end up kind of stealing one at the end. You know, she's very clutch in those situations. Sophia is also extremely funny, sometimes purposely, sometimes kind of inadvertently, but, you know, I don't think we've gone a day in the last 5 years she's been on varsity where we haven't laughed, you know, at some point or another through the practice. And, you know, she's just an all around great kid, and her leadership's certainly coming along. We have a young point guard on the team, and I know she's been helping her out as well. And so Sophia really is kind of a great player. She also is the point guard and the leader of us on the court, and she's taken on such a life of her own. Like, she calls her own plays now more often than she used to. She used to always look at me for answers, right? And now Sophia's got most of the answers herself, so she's able to do that sort of stuff on her own, which is incredible. She's also great. We have a lot of other good players on the team. We have another excellent player who won this award last year, and Sophia sometimes, you know, we'll defer to her, and that's a hard thing to do for a kid who's as talented and as successful as Sophia is to work with another great player, and it's what's made us be as successful team-wise as we've been in the, you know, over the last few years.
No, well, that's, you know, and that's what being a team is all about. You know, to be unselfish like that, and also you know, to have a player like Sophia who's probably nicknamed Clutch. You know,
yep.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior basketball star at Walter Panis High School, Sophia Tavares. So, Sophia, with this award comes the academic side of things. You've got that pretty well in hand. I see a 95 average. Your classes include your fourth year of Spanish. You're in pre-calc. And also, and I find this interesting because you are not the only winner of this award, but you have a couple of forensics courses. Everybody that wins this award seems to like forensics for some reason. So what is it that drew you to taking a couple of forensics courses here in your senior year?
So honestly, I love the show Dexter on Netflix. And so basically in forensics, we learn a lot about stuff like that. So I was like, wow, this is very interesting. So I won't get bored. And then I like the class.
Well, there you go. And as long as you're on the side of the authorities, when you're thinking forensics, when it comes to watching these shows, that's all that's important. Not that you're taking any lessons on how to get away with stuff. Of your classwork, though, is there anything that really strikes your fancy? What is the class that you look forward to the most, and maybe something that you might be considering when you get to college?
So I'm also in a psychology class, AP Psych, I'm taking, and that's something I am going to major in next year. So I'm very excited because I find that very interesting about the mind and like how people think. So that's something I'm definitely interested in.
Okay. And obviously we've already talked about forensics, but is there any other class that you've taken, you know, maybe last year, maybe this year, an elective or something like that, that surprised you, you know, that you said, whoa, I kind of like this a heck of a lot more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think that I would like Spanish because I've taken it since seventh grade. But honestly, I really like it now because we do more like project based stuff, and I get to like experience like different things, like talking in front of a class, but now in a whole different language. Before I was just like writing down grammar, but now I'm actually presenting in class in a different language. So it's really exciting. I like it a lot, actually.
Well, to use it practically is very important. I mean, and that's kind of cool. And I can't imagine it, amen. I tried Spanish as my language class, or any language. It wouldn't have mattered to me. I was just never able to wrap my mind around, changing gears and thinking from a different perspective in a different language. So good for you. And also, I see that you're a member of the Community Service Club and also the Estamos Unidos or Unidos Club. What is that?
Yeah, so basically that's connected with the Spanish class, and we help around the school, and we put up flyers, we go around classes and inform kids about why they should take Spanish next year and how it can benefit them by getting their syllabi literacy. So basically, like, at the end of the year, once you take Spanish, you can say you're fluent in both languages. So that's something we go around and enforce to other kids.
All right. And also, you received the Atticus Finch Leadership Award. Now, what is that for? What had them give you that award?
So it's connected with the English class that I took. And basically it says that during class, I'm very active and I speak out my mind, and I participate a lot in class, and also I also get my work done, and I don't just sit there and laugh.
Okay, though I'm sure other folks laugh with you, though, like Coach said. So well, Atticus Finch, then, that is a good name for the award, then, if that's what it is for. Also, I see you do some math tutoring from elementary school kids. Mm-hmm. And that has to be some fun, especially trying to keep them in order, I imagine.
Yeah, and especially since my dad's a math teacher, so he kind of taught me some of that stuff. So I go around whoever needs help, I help them, I tutor them.
Okay, and also I see a camp counselor for the Panis Summer Ball League. That's also got to be some fun, and also got to be challenging to keep kids wrangled up.
Oh, I love them so much. This past summer, one of my kids made me a bracelet. I still have it.
Oh, there you go. And I'll bet she's very proud when she sees you still wearing it, too.
Yeah.
So with all this going on, Sophia, and you do have a lot going on, and actually, speaking of, I mentioned this earlier, but about college, and when you talked about psychology, have you made those plans? Are you set, or are you still searching?
So I'm set. I'm going to go to Connecticut College next year in New London, and yeah, I am deciding to major in psychology.
Okay, well, congratulations to you there. But
oh yeah, and I'm going to play basketball there.
Okay. That would have been the next question. Thank you, Coach. Good for you. Good for you. But with all you've got going on, you're obviously very, very busy. Is there anything that you do just to give yourself a break? What is a hobby? What is a thing that you say, man, I just have to do this for 5 minutes to take a breather?
So usually I love watching Netflix, but it's usually not for 5 minutes, usually a couple hours. But I love just sitting down watching movies, especially with my mom. I love scary movies, so we usually do that.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm a big movie guy myself. I'm a big fan of animated films, so that is my reset, and where I go to tell the world to stay away for a little while.
Yeah.
So, Coach, before we wrap things up with Sophia here, tell me a little bit more about her.
I had Sophia as a student when she was a sophomore for global studies. I'm a global studies teacher. I'm a little heartbroken she didn't mention my class as one of her favorites, but I can understand. Global psychology is probably more interested than global, to most folks. So I get that. But, I just know she's a great student. She's a fantastic, kid and young adult. It's been fun to watch her. Like, she came to the camp that she worked at.
Yeah.
When she was a little kid, and I saw her and her teammates would come to the camp, and I knew from like fourth grade, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good group. I mean, I don't know that I knew we were going to do all of this. I knew for a really long time, and it's just been really great and fun to watch her kind of grow up. She went from being a little kid at camp to, a seventh grader on JV to an eighth grader on varsity. And then, moved into the starting lineup as a freshman and obviously, sky's the limit from there. And, to being, you know, one of the probably three or four best players ever to play here at Panis, you know.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. And Coach, I just want to let you know, you can't see it because you're sitting a little bit behind her, but she is blushing a little bit. So,
oh, that's nice.
And well, listen, it was fantastic meeting you, Sophia. You as well, Coach. And congrats again on the award. And very good luck. My Lord, I'm supposed to be the professional here, right? And best of luck on you topping your brother when it comes to those points. Use those five games to get yourself obviously into states, but also for some family revenge.
Yep,
okay.
Definitely.
All right. There you go.
Thank you.
For Walter Panis High School, Sophia Tavares, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.